WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
KB8SWR.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
KF8BOT, please turn off your APRS. You're coming over repeaters with it. And it's no big deal. We've all done it. Thank you for your attention. W8FU.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KF8BOT monitoring.
KF8BOT, this is N8WRO, North Macomb County.
Hey, sir. Hi, this is Eric. I'm out of Holly, but I'm up in the thumb right now up here in Mayville, hitting the Quantica C repeater. Just out for a beautiful day drive.
Yeah, the weather is just so nice today. I had to take a break and come out to the backyard. Name here, Tim, Tango India Mike, and I just wanted to relay some information to you. I think you had some kind of a digital tone that's been transmitted over the FBI network and the Central Michigan network on one of your radios, possibly. Copy.
one of my radios?
It did come back to your call sign. So, you know, obviously you could have given a radio away or something like that, but I guess it might be best to check it. And I know you called out on this VHF frequency, and shortly after your first call, I did hear a data burst.
Yeah, I have no idea what would be causing that. I don't have any digital running. This radio will do APRS, but my modem's actually turned off, so I can use both of the both receivers because it's an FTM XDR.
Alrighty, well, if you wouldn't mind standing by for a second, I'm going to have someone come on frequency and maybe we can hash this out. Who knows, maybe they got the wrong call sign, but could you stand by for just a minute?
Yeah, absolutely, because if I've got some setting somewhere wrong, I definitely want to figure that out. Thanks.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I know I work for the ARPIS group in a while. We were doing WinLink, and my thing was like I did not want to send that signal over, you know, one of the repeaters. So we had to be real careful. But yeah, I appreciate it. Just stand by for a second. I'll be right back. November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. I'll be back.
Good copy. KF8 BOT standing by.
P8YJR. YJR, anyone out there give me a quick check?
This is KF8BOT. I've got you probably about a 4.9. It's a little bit on the staticky side. Not sure if it's QRN or, but other than that, you're coming in say loud.
I appreciate the comeback, Eric. I'm over a lot, so I'm a little ways away. Trying out a new Bluetooth headset, and I just wondered if it would.
Yeah, it's definitely got some static, but again, that could be just the distance or whatever, but you're coming through loud, though.
Okay, appreciate that. Yeah, I'm getting a little bit of static coming through on your end, too, so that might just be coming through the repeater. But, yeah, appreciate the comeback, sir. You have a good afternoon, and I'll be clearing your final. 58 right there.
Good copy. Enjoy your day. KF8BOT.
Eric, if you're still there, NAWRO calling. Nothing heard. This is NAWRO listening.
This is KF8BOT. I'm still monitoring. I just had to shut off my radio and I did a reset on it.
Okay, copy that, Eric. This is Tim again in Richmond, NAWRO. I tried to get a hold of Sean. I think you know him. He's W8FU on the FBI network, and he might have been the one that to talk to on that. But the bottom line is if you got it resolved, I guess we're all good then in AWRO.
Yeah, I went through my settings, and somehow at some point I had turned my PRS modem on, and with the FCM 400, it broadcasts that signal on whatever channel is on your second output. And I did not realize that was turned on. So, yep, I've been broadcasting digital on the whatever channels I had that tuned on to at that point.
Yeah, that's what the guys are figuring down here. When that occurs, you don't even know it's happening. So bottom line, appreciate you took care of it, and we're all good. NAWRO Richmond, after you.
Hey, I greatly appreciate it, Tim. That's probably been doing that for a few days because I was messing with my radio. I was changing all my settings around and playing with it. So, yep, call me dumb. But you have a great day. Enjoy this weather, Tim. This is KF8BOT, not transmitting digitally on regular VHF and UHF channels.
Excellent. You have a good one, Eric. NAWRO.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
WCDC, why are you?
K8YNU, this is NAWCD. Well, you made it to the weekend, and glad you're out of there. Hopefully, crew's working there in Harrison on that fire there. Hopefully everything's all set. But anyway, I hope your day went well.
Yeah. They were just clearing one of our trucks, so I'm sure it's starting to wind down just a little bit. My day was fantastic because I got one of my older partners picked up. And was like, hey, you want a break? I'll do another one today. And like, offer taken. Go ahead.
Hey, you can't beat that on a Sunday. Of course, that's probably the main thing. They probably thought that it wouldn't be very active. Hopefully, we're active on calls. But you sure won't. Sure won't turn down that gift. That's for certain. I'm glad they took 911 today for you.
Yeah, me too. And it was busy. It was very busy. So made me very thankful for that.
And length same. They probably thought today would be uneventful, Matt. But I guess that's how it seems to work out. You never know what's going to happen, even on a holiday weekend, or you just never know. That's the fun thing about that job.
Yep, that's for sure. That's for sure. How was your day?
It went real well today. Good church services today. Enjoyed Pastor Jesse and Pastor Lee today. Also had to do a quick fix of the dishwasher. We were washing dishes, the light was blinking on the front of it, and it looked like probably the float there. I forgot if that was the right term for it, but it was kind of stuck there. So we cleaned it up a little bit, and I think that resolved the problem because it finished up well. But other than that, we're doing pretty good. Pretty nice day today.
Yeah, I heard it was really beautiful out. I heard it was pretty warm, and didn't feel like a fall day from what several people were saying.
Yeah, it's been a nice reprieve from the constant heat. It seems like some of the nights, it just seems like night after night it was, in the 70s, and trying to, get the house to cool off, and you're up in the 90s, and it's just, like you say, it makes it hard to sleep, and it's been a nice reprieve here for some of this weather. I hear it's next weekend supposed to be a little cooler than normal as well.
Yeah, that'll be nice. It'll be good for you guys traveling there. It won't be too hot, so it'll be good.
Yes, exactly, especially without an air conditioner. So that'll be a good reprieve, and I think it's supposed to be even cooler up north. I think one of the days, either Friday or Saturday, I think it's barely supposed to get up near 60. So, yeah, I'll probably have to take some jackets along just in case there's warmer clothes there.
Oh, that's right. Okay, it's that time of year. Knowing Michigan, though, I'm sure we're going to have another heat wave here and there, or something. But that's right.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll warm up again. Nice thing about it too, with the days getting shorter, the daylight getting shorter, that heating doesn't have a chance to settle in as much. I'm sure we'll have some warm days in the September and October and that. So I'm sure get to enjoy the little bit more summery type weather.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, definitely. So yeah, good stuff. Forgot what I was going to ask you. Forgot what I was going to say. Sorry.
It'll come back to you there in a minute. I'll ask you a question. Maybe it'll jar your memory. I don't know. But I'd heard something about Troy was taking on the contract there for Star EMS instead of Universal. Is that true?
That's the first I've heard of it, but I'm sure I'll find out through the grapevine.
Yeah, I saw something on the news, it was Channel 62, their news about it. They kind of talked about it. I didn't know if you'd heard anything or whether you guys had bid or not, but and that's the only thing. I'll have to research it a little bit more. I usually don't,
usually like to look at a couple of sources there before, so I thought I'd ask. I've been wanting to ask the last couple of days or so, but that's all right. You got the opportunity there. Did you think? Did you remember what you're going to ask?
Troy, you said Troy Fire doesn't. They're not on. They're not on the state system.
WCB. I think they simulcast on the state system, but they're still toning, and a lot of their traffic is still on their dispatch pages. They're still on VHF and 154.235. I think they and also they dispatch for Quonset Fire. That still comes across. At least right now they do.
Okay. I was gonna listen to them because I'm sometimes late to listen. I listen to University of Lenox here and there. And, I was listening to McCold, but McCold went over to the digital side, so I can't hear him anymore.
Yeah, I figured that was gonna happen sooner or later on McCold Fire, kind of like that. You don't even hear Ray Fire anymore, but for some reason they still Troy still comes across. How much longer? I'm not sure. They're the volunteer fire department. So a lot of it is, it's possible with the pagers, the 800 megahertz pagers are quite expensive, but of course the technology too, the way things are going. So. Yeah, they're good to listen to. A lot of fire ground stuff. They'll have another channel they go to, probably the 800, if I'm not mistaken, at this point.
JG4ZYQ.
Hey, Joe. Go ahead there, sir.
Yeah, KE4ZYQ, not to interrupt your guys' queue so too long. You were talking about EMS or fire or police or whatever. There is a Macomb County frequency if you go on Broadcastified on the internet, and if you get the app that's like a scanner app, you can download the free app and the free link to the Macomb County Police, Fire, and EMS frequency that's on Broadcastified. There you go. Check it out, and if you find it, get it. Let me know what you think. KE4ZYQ.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Don't look into that there, but I like to follow. I don't get enough of it at work, but once in a while I like to kind of follow and know what I'm getting myself into, especially before going to work or something like that. But I appreciate that. KEYNU.
No, you're very welcome. And I think, is this the father-son duo here? If it is, go back to it, and don't let me interrupt too long, KE4ZYQ. Have a great Labor Day.
That it is, yes. You too there, Joe. I appreciate you. Enjoy your holiday. Stay safe, and hopefully you're able to get out and visit some family or get some friends over or whatnot, but definitely not an interruption. I appreciate you. You jumping in there. KEYNU. I'll turn it over to NAWCD.
Yeah, not a problem, Joe. Definitely good afternoon and happy Labor Day to you there. That Broadcastify is definitely have that on my phone and listen to some of the county traffic out here. It's been a while for me, to be honest, but I got it. Sometimes even Oakland County, since they went away from their other system they had, and they're on the state system, some of their fire frequencies also are on there as well. And it's kind of neat to listen to some of them, even throughout the state. But Anyway, I'll turn it over to you, Joe. NAWCB is BYU and B4ZYC.
Yeah, KU4ZYQ. Yeah, I'm just relaxing after dinner here and checking out the news with the sound off for now, obviously. But yeah, my dad used to be a volunteer, chief of the volunteer fire department, Mount Clements years ago when I was young, many years ago. And I got a relative who is a chief of the fire department of one of the stations, Sterling Heights. And I know some people in, you know, services like that, police, fire, EMS. And I myself worked in healthcare, physical therapy for 40 years at least. So definitely a lot of service department people. But yeah, we used to listen to a scanner when they had the digital, and I mean, the crystals. We had to buy a certain crystal to get the frequencies and the Bearcat scanners and all that fun stuff. But yeah. It's nice to know what's going on in the world if you can't get out in it due to weather or otherwise. And over to your father, I think it is, KU4ZYQ.
Yes, those little crystal scanners there. I started out with an old Juliet police band radio back in the day and listened and mowed a lot of lawns and worked and got my first Regency police scanner there. 10-channel UHF, VHF, listened to Detroit and a lot of the Oakland County frequencies back in the day. Like I said, you post crystals and kept the little tin box, switched them around there. It's kind of fun there. Kind of handed that over to David when I graduated up to programmable Bearcat scanner, but yeah, lots of fun in that regard. Next over to you there, James.
KU8YNU. Yeah, it is a lot of fun. I know I remember saving up for a handheld scanner from Radio Shack, and that radio lasted for a long time. It was a great radio, but yeah, it was good. It was nice to listen to, and you know, I don't know. I guess I don't get enough of it at work. It's I guess the adrenaline that I like. I don't know, but I'll turn it over to Joe here, KU4ZYQ from KU8YNU.
Yeah, KU4ZYQ, leaving a little room for any emergency traffic, if any. But yeah, I still have some of the first radios I ever bought when I was a young kid. Us electronics people that got into it at a young age, like myself, I never got rid of all those toggle switch Bearcat scanners and portable scanners and handheld ones, you know, and the fast scanning of ones with the frequencies you can program in. But, yeah, I got a lot of old things. I have my first stereo I ever bought, not to brag, but it's a desktop stereo with an 8-track player, if that tells you anything.
There you go. Joe has definitely got those 8-tracks from back in the day, and I'm sure it still works well, and... Yeah, that was definitely the form of listening there, the 8-tracks, cassettes, so forth. Yes, indeed. And some of the stuff is just wore out. I don't have it anymore. I know that David, you know, probably remember that Bearcat, that first 800 beggar scanner. Still got that one going up here. Actually, I do listen to the Troy Fire. Listen to Oakland County Emergency Management for their emergency wardens that come out. But some of that old technology is pretty good. Lots to remember there. Over to you, David. NAWCB.
Yeah. And you know the thing is too is like they might be old. But they last, and they have lasted for a long time. And you know, I feel sometimes it lasts a lot longer than some of these new things that that they're building today, but definitely good stuff, good stuff. Well, guys, I'm going to have to get going. I'm here at home, so I'm going to jump off here and grab some food, relax with the family. But it was good chatting with you both, and hopefully you both have a good night. Appreciate the good conversation. Definitely enjoy the QSO there, and hopefully we'll get to talk here soon. 73 to you both. This is KYNU.
Yep, 73 from KE4ZYQ, and don't throw away any of your vinyl records. They may be worth some money as time goes on still. 73 from KE4ZYQ.
Yeah, that's it. I still got some of them old 78s that you got to have a record player to play it on there from back in the day. Old Fat Domino and King Williams and so forth. Anyway, as well, I'm going to bow out also. 73, see you, Joe, and glad you join in anytime. Glad to talk with you. Hope you have a good Labor Day. David, tell the family said hi. 73 is an 88 to you and the family, and we'll talk again soon. Hope you have a good day off tomorrow. NAWCB is clear the frequency.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Delta November, monitoring.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.